It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here are those two wild and crazy gardening guys, Dwayne Hasted and Terry Overlander, ready to take your questions at 598-7301 or 598-FM92.
Well, we just have one wild and crazy guy with us this morning, and that would be Dwayne, right?
and Paul.
Yeah,
we'll be the crazy guys today. So Paul and Dwayne are going to do it today.
All right, it's the Dwayne and Paul show today.
There we go.
How you going? How you doing, Dwayne?
I'm doing good. Okay, busy. We're unfortunately doing a lot of funeral flowers here over in Montevideo today, so I have to stay here and help get those done. So. But also busy landscaping, doing a lot of landscaping, putting in trees and shrubs and patios and that type of stuff. So busy doing that. And also still have greenhouse plants, so people are still doing some planting there. We have a good selection of vegetables left and flowers, and there's some specials there, so check those out.
Okay. All right. As usual, you do take some phone calls, but I'm the only one in the studio today. So if you want to call in a question, you'll have to leave it on the answering machine, and we'll try to grab it off that when we get some time. So the number is 598-7301 for any of your garden questions, and just leave it on the answering machine. And if we can't get it to it today, we'll get to it next week.
You bet. Well, next week is that 4th of July, or is that already 4th of July over?
No, 4th of July is on a Wednesday. Yep.
Oh, okay.
So we're good.
Okay. Yep. Well, I might not be around next Thursday, so I don't think we'll do the gardening show next week. Okay.
All right. Yep. Well, we do have some questions for you, Dwayne, this morning.
Okay.
Here's one of them. Parts of my grass are dead. It looks like a trail of dead grass, like a snake kind of dead grass on their lawn, and they think it might be moles, and so they want to know how can they get rid of them.
Mold has been a big question, and moles are after something in your yard, some insects or grubs or whatever, so you should put a grub killer on there to try to kill the grubs, but in the middle of summer, it's hard to kill the grubs. So you should try to maybe, you can either trap the moles, which is hard to do, else we have a product called Moltox 2, which is a poison, that you make a little hole in their runway with a stick or something, and you pour a little bit of this, it's a grain with poison on it, and then close that hole up, and works pretty good. Or another way is they say chew juicy fruit gum and put juicy fruit gum down in the hole.
Juicy fruit gum?
Yeah, because they can't digest that, and it plugs up their system.
Oh. So what do moles, what are they eating underground, or how does that work?
Grub worms are insects, okay? They like grub worms.
Okay.
So the moth lays an egg in your lawn.
So how does that kill the grass, though?
Well, the mole is killing the grass. The grubs will also, when they're moving around under there, and the moles will eat off the bottom of your grass, okay? Eat off the roots. And so the grass can't take up the moisture, okay? So it kills your grass. If you have an area in your lawn that's brown, you know, brown and green, you know, the area that's a transition zone, if you grab that brown part, you'll be able to probably just pull it up and there won't be many roots under there, and you'll probably see some grubs under there.
Hmm, okay. Yeah, that was a good question.
So two things going on there, grubs and mold.
Okay, and you have the product at Heather Nursery for that?
Yep.
Okay. All right,
Madison,
good.
Dawson, and Montevideo. Yeah. I'd just like to compliment City of Madison and the ladies and the organizations that have taken care of the planters or initiated the planters and hanging baskets in Madison and Dawson on the main street. I think they look very good. In Madison, they have red, white, blue color petunias and other flowers, and then Dawson is more of a pink, white, and kind of a purpley color.
Okay.
If you haven't seen them, they look very nice. Have you noticed those, Paul?
Yeah, I have. They're awesome.
Yeah. They look really good. So yep. Compliment everybody who's been taking care of those.
What kind of plants were they?
Petunias. Okay. Most of them are petunias. And there's some grasses in the planters on the, you know, sitting on the sidewalks and stuff there in Madison.
Yeah. So how is your garden growing, Dwayne?
My garden is heather nursery and floral. So by the time I get done with it by the end of the day, I don't have much of a garden.
Yeah.
And so take care of it here in the greenhouses and outside, and help everybody else with their gardens. And so I heard gardens have done very well. I mean, the vegetable gardens are growing like crazy, just like the crops. The corn is really growing.
With the harvesting
their strawberries. Go ahead.
Yeah, with the hot weather today and tomorrow, they'll really grow.
Yeah, we had a lot of moisture out there, and so things are growing like crazy, including the weeds.
Yeah. Yep. My tomato plants are looking pretty good.
Yep. Looking good. We have some tomato plants here that have tomatoes on it, so I don't know, it'll be pretty soon. It's not quite tomato season yet, but some of those cherry tomatoes will be done in not too long. If you get some yellow leaves on the bottom, you can just pick those off. Blight with the humidity is, you know, yellowing of leaves or some black spots. You may need to dust your tomatoes with a fungicide. So we have that at the nursery too.
Okay. All right, Dwayne, we have
the fertilizer.
What's that?
Go ahead. Don't forget the fertilizer.
Yep. Okay. We have a couple questions about trees. And I know in the Montevideo location there, you have a lot of trees for sale. What would you suggest for a good pretty tree to plant in your yard as far as leaves
there's
go?
There's a lot of different trees, but fall fiesta maples, there's different types of maples. I know some people have been planting autumn blaze maple, but fall fiesta maples. And there's all kinds of trees, but the maple trees seem to be sturdy, and if you get the sugar maple type, it has stronger stems and a lot stronger branches than some of the silver maple type trees.
Okay.
Another tree that's been really popular that's on the main street of Dawson and also scattered around is it's called a Japanese tree lilac. It has a big, huge white flowers on, and that's another nice tree to plant. So if you're looking for a little smaller tree, Japanese tree lilac.
Okay. All right, here's another tree question. I think it's a pretty good one. Is it possible to remove a very large tree and replant it in another part of your yard? This person's wanting to build a garage where the tree is, but don't want to lose the tree.
Well, when they said very large tree, I would say no, because what you do is you cut off way too many roots for the top of the tree, and it doesn't balance out, so it can't take up the nutrients and water to compensate for that tree. If it's a very large tree, no.
Okay.
Well, if you have a smaller tree, you know, you can get a tree mover, you know, that'll spade it out, but you don't want to do that in the heat of the summer. You should do that, you know, evergreens, they say after August 15th, or shade trees, usually after they've lost their leaves.
Okay. All right. Well, Hannah's in the office here now, so if you want to have a garden question, Hannah will pick up the phone, and you can just let Hannah know what the question is. Any garden or lawn question you have for Dwayne, he likes to answer those questions. The number is 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. Dwayne, I remember talking about this question a while back, but here it is again. I have so many night crawlers in my yard. My lawn is so rough. Do you have any suggestions?
What are you going to do with them?
Night crawlers are tough. Again, that grub killer, there's no product out there that's going to say kills night crawlers. It just, the night crawler people of the world won't allow that. So, tough one. Insecticide on the lawn would be about the only way to try to get rid of those. And if you're trying to get rid of the bumps after it's a heavy rain or something, you could pack your lawn and try to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
But with the insecticide, too, you want to do it before rain so it washes down into the soil.
Okay. All right. Well, other things we can talk about, or what's going on at Heather Nursery?
Again, busy with flowers. If you need, you know, flowers for a birthday, anniversary, or just because, we have a lot of fresh floral flowers, and, you know, people like our designers, you know, Dee Dee and Nancy over in Madison are busy there. Betty and Dawson will help with flowers, and Sonia here in Montevideo, so we could help you with all your needs. And then also, unfortunately, we do a lot of funeral flowers, so if you need, if that's a concern, we'd be glad to help you out picking the flowers or plants.
Okay. All right, we have a question here. The phone's ringing off the hook, Duane, so here we go.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can answer this one, but what kind of flowering tree is planted at the Madison Dental Office? What kind of flowering tree is planted at the Madison Dental Office?
I can answer that.
Okay.
The Japanese tree lilac.
Japanese tree
about.
Lilac.
Yeah. I'll be honest. Hold on one second.
Yep. A Japanese tree lilac. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
That has big, huge white flowers on it.
Yep.
Yep. That's a Japanese tree lilac. Very, very hardy. It's hardy up into Canada. Nice tree to plant. Has big white flowers at this time of the year.
How big of a tree will it get?
It gets to be 30 feet tall.
Okay.
Maybe a little taller.
Yeah, I see they have
some. That's another good selection.
Yeah, I see across the street they have some like tulips planted below it and stuff like that. Looks nice.
Yes. Also, doing pruning on bushes. The bushes have really grown, so don't be afraid if you need to prune your bushes if they're getting out of hand.
Okay.
You can do that now. And usually you don't, you know, the lilacs and rhododendrons, azaleas, which bloom on old wood, they just got done flowering, so you should prune those now.
Okay.
Things that are blooming, doesn't say you can't prune them, but usually you grow them for the flowers, so.
Yep.
Usually prune things right after they're done flowering.
All right, the questions are flying in here, Duane. Here's another one. How do you prevent rot on tomatoes?
That's a calcium, that's a mineral deficiency. You need to definitely fertilize those with a high calcium fertilizer, and that's what's in our earth elements or eco elements. We'll get some fertilizer on there right away with calcium in it.
Okay. All
right. That's what causes the rot, is a lack of minerals.
Lack of minerals. And yep. you have all that at Heather Nursery, right? We've got a couple minutes here left, Duane. So.
Yep. Eco Elements, just get a little bag. It's also good. The whole idea behind that is to get minerals into your tomatoes or whatever, peas. And so that when you eat those, that you get the minerals in you, and you'll absorb 90% of those minerals versus taking a vitamin. It's a lot better to feed it through your vegetables.
Okay. All right. All right. What kind of weed killer do you have at Heather Nursery for lawns?
You can use Trimet. It will kill a lot of the broadleaf weeds, you know, the dandelions. Clover is starting out there. If you want something that's a little stronger, there's one called Weed Free Zone, but be careful. You don't want to do it on real hot days, and you don't want to do it when it's windy. Best time to do it is in the fall.
Is it in the what?
Thymec or okay. In the fall.
In the fall, okay.
The chemistry is right for the plants, that the leaf of a dandelion is taking the nutrients and putting it into the roots. So when you spray it,
okay,
you know, it'll take the chemicals into the roots and kill it a lot better.
Right. All right, running out of time here, Duane.
Okay.
So thanks for
everybody have a happy 4th of July, and if it gets really hot, don't forget to water your plants.
All right, yeah, especially in this hot weather.
Exactly.
All right, thanks, Duane.
Okay, everybody enjoy the 4th of July.
All right, you too. That's Duane Hasted with our garden show for this week.